Welcome to jvfocus.com. This is Plus One Google Plus Marketing. Before we get started, please listen to the following disclaimer. Social media marketing changes daily, and many factors will be important in determining your actual results, and no guarantees are made that you will achieve results similar to ours or anybody else's. In fact, no guarantees are made that you will achieve any results from our ideas and techniques in our material. So what is Google Plus? Google Plus, or G Plus, is a social networking platform that has also been described as a social layer because it integrates many Google products and services. Some of these applications include Google Search, YouTube, Google Calendars, Gmail, Google Maps, Google Hangout Events, and many others. You can post, comment, share photos, images, and videos to connect with others. Google Plus has many features that are like other social networking websites such as Twitter and Facebook. You can make status updates, gain followers, join communities, and share information. Followers can also be grouped into topics of importance through the Circles feature. Features of G Plus. You can create a personal learning network, share information, connect with colleagues, follow influencers, and join communities around topics of interest. The user communicates by posting or messaging information. They have the option of using any of Google's applications that are deemed necessary for sharing information. Content is usually made up of research, news, quotes, trends, celebrity news, advertising, promotions, sales leads, local openings, events, advertising, and anything people find entertaining or useful. Why is G Plus becoming popular? Google Plus is the second largest social network in the world that is continually growing in popularity. It has over 5 million registered users and also owns 80% of all search traffic. 41% of Google Plus users interact with brand content, and 54% of users use the website to interact with friends. This demonstrates a large audience of potential followers or clients. Google Plus has restricted the amount of advertising being used on its website and has allowed users to reach their target audience outside of the site. G Plus for marketing. G Plus offers many benefits to social media marketers. Targeted posts and ads are easy to create because G Plus offers so many ways of finding followers and targeting an audience or niche. Marketing lists and conversion tracking makes it easy to retarget an audience that has looked at a website but not completed an action. People can see how the competition markets a product or service to potential clients by accessing communities, circles, and collections. The user can conduct simple market research and learn about their target market by using polls and asking questions before committing to advertising a promotional post. A respected audience can be acquired much faster than other social media. There is no need to wait for confirmation of followers on Google Plus, and a large audience can be acquired quickly for further engagement. People being followed then have a choice to reciprocate a follow. Fast access to followers makes it simple to gain an audience of important and influential people, brands, and businesses by adding moderators and followers with a high number of follows. G Plus is a popular place for conducting business because it affirms the popularity and social proof of information, products, and services put forward by a website. Plus Ones, followers, shares, and mentions will be ranked higher in Google search results and will also demonstrate the account holder's social proof. G Plus has made it clear that it values good quality content that is timely and uses keywords in the correct locations. It also values creative content that demonstrates the usefulness of a brand across all layers of Google. Poor quality content, too many keywords or hashtags in the wrong places will not be rewarded by the Google algorithm. Google Plus looks for keywords in certain places, for example in the taglines of a story section. Websites like CircleCount.com record social media analytics to rate users according to their number of followers. Creating a personal page. Sign in with or create a Gmail account. Create a profile, choose a professional photo and cover image. Add some basic information such as your name, website and location. Import your contacts from Outlook, AOL and other email providers. creating a G+ brand page. It is also recommended that a serious social media marketer also creates a Google+ brand page to be used with a personal profile. Making casual engagements with friends and family from a G+ personal profile is one of the easiest ways to promote a brand. It is also another way to demonstrate social proof because it shows that a profile is legitimate with achievements that are real. A user can link a follower to their brand page and provide more information about a product or service. Creating a profile with a brand is also a great way to add more followers to circles quickly because both can be used to drive traffic to the other. Strategy and research. Create a budget and list of costs for scheduling, content management, AdWords, and profile creation. The strategy should also consider branding across all other websites and social media. It should include ideas for finding more influencers and creating an SEO strategy. The SEO strategy should include keywords and creation of a profile that includes an eye-catching cover image and profile photo. The user should also consider some methods for adding more followers, scheduling posts, and considering what constitutes good quality and entertaining content for a target audience. Check influential followers and competitors that may be able to mention your page, make comments, share, and mentions. How often should you post? Research has shown that users look at content most frequently from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and peak engagement is usually around 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. The worst time for posting information is before 9 a.m. evenings and weekends. Websites like Buffer and Hootsuite will usually suggest the best times for posting. Posting promotions a few times a day, changing content, or being selective with the wording and placements of images will make sure that followers do not miss the promotion or label it as spam. Finding content to post. It is possible to share information that is already posted on Google+. Websites like Dig have trending articles, videos, and stories from other websites that can be used. Pinterest is a great resource for collecting videos and images that can be posted on G+ later. Schedule multiple posts and duplicate content to different social media outlets such as Twitter, Facebook, and Google using websites like Hootsuite, Edgar, or Buffer. Repost and reword with different images and details to convey the same info. Ideal layout of a post. Create an eye-catching title that explains the post with bold text. Look at some unique ways to make the title by looking at websites like Upworthy. Upworthy is an example of how to create uplifting and motivational articles with obscure headlines. It can grab the attention of a target audience and create more shares. Mention the user or influencer who created the original post to demonstrate the importance of the information being shared. A summary at the start of the post mentioning the reasons it is enjoyable or important for the reader. Audience and influencers. If your content is for a brand page, sharing the post with the public is perfectly acceptable. Circles should be used for posting to target audiences. Posting to the relevant circles will result in better feedback and less muting of posts or reports of abuse. Post content to friends, family, and close colleagues on a personal profile. Adding people to circles is a great way to segment followers into niches or groups. It is also another way to list followers and competitors with a reputation and influence. For example, a business selling online hosting can find a competitor and follow their audience. Communities. Creating communities is another way of finding a target audience and understanding user preferences. Join a community and add followers of relevance to circles. Look for influential followers, moderators, and competitors. Learn more about competitors, products, and services. Learn about an audience's preferences and habits by making comments. An influencer can also promote a product, service, or website in exchange for mentions of their Google+ profile. Contacting followers. Posts that do not look like promotions but casual conversation that lead readers to your site have more potential of drawing an audience. Helping solve a problem or asking for advice is one way to engage with a follower. For example, contacting